Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Sporting Bet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Sporting Base on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Yes, you, welcome. You're listening to the Sporting Base and it's your only host. You know, I'm by myself, you know. It's me, Calvin. I'm sure you're like, is this, yes, it is the Sporting Base, yes. Unfortunately, today, I'm by myself. I got to kick one of my co-workers, co-recorders, friend, whatever, out, you know. I don't like him, and so I decided I'm just kidding, guys. He couldn't make it for today. But hey, guess what? The next show, he'll be back. So today's topic is basically called All Things Sports. So yes, we're going to be talking about all things sports. It's not just one. Yeah, obviously, it's a few. It's like four. I'm going to be telling you briefly about, going to be touching on the golf, what's happening on the golf. We're going to be speaking about cricket, a bit of cricket, you know, and obviously your best. I'm going to be speaking about the Premier League, and last but not least, I'll speak about Klopp and Pep Guardiola. There's something they are working on getting through, so we wonder if they will be successful in that. So yes, you are wondering what, yes, unfortunately, this has been a dramatic week of soccer. The previous week, it's been crazy, you know. I've been watching there. I've been there like a bear. So, I'm sure you guys are wondering what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm talking to you as a Man City supporter. Honestly speaking, so, from the Premier League, it's been crazy. Like, honestly, there's been, like, hectic players missing penalties. And you're like, what? You know, people you didn't expect to miss penalties. And, yeah, it was crazy, man. So, we had Aston Villa win against Arsenal, which was a shock for me, you know, to see that. They beat them 3-0. And, unfortunately, the coach took responsibilities. He's like, well, he's to be blamed for the loss, the Arsenal coach. So I don't know if it's a blame thing, but yeah, he heads up to the fact that he took responsibilities. He said, we weren't a team, I take responsibility. That's what he's literally saying on his Twitter page. So yes, we guys, let's support. But I mean, we know Arsenal, they freaking good, you know, but I didn't expect them personally to lose against Aston Villa. And another interesting match that we had is Man City versus Liverpool. That was a draw as well, guys. I don't know what you think. Unfortunately, this is where the conversation came from about where Pep Guardiola and Klopp made a decision to basically come together, you know what I'm saying, to push something that they believe should be in the Premier League. So yes, that's the one of the things I'm going to be speaking about. And you also have your golf. I'm going to be speaking about Tiger Woods. So yes, for those of you who know Tiger Woods, yes, we're going to be touching on Tiger Woods today, and the fact that in the cricket world, Zimbabwe lost to Pakistan. Not that it's bad, but I don't watch normally. But this was a convincing win, guys, if I can put it like that. It was a fair win. So after this, guys, I'll be telling you more about Klopp and Pep Guardiola, and we'll be touching more on the Premier League stuff again. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Welcome. Welcome back, everybody, to the Sporting Base on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Welcome back. Yes, like I said, Pakistan, yes, beat Zimbabwe, and yeah, unfortunately, I did not watch the game, but yes, Pakistan beat Zimbabwe by 8 wickets. So, congratulations to Pakistan. I think I should watch Zimbabwe, you know, because I haven't actually watched one match of Zimbabwe. In fact, I never knew that they had a cricket team. I know, that's bad, guys. I'm sorry. That's from my side. So, yeah, moving on, we're speaking about Tiger Woods. So, we're speaking about his moments, master moments. Tiger Woods ended 11-year waited for 15th major win at the Australian nation. So, for those of you who don't know, Tiger Woods is a professional, golf player, you know. He's been in the game. He's been winning medals. So it's Tiger Woods is a 5-time winner of the Master following victories in 1997, 2001, 2002, and 2005, with one shot success in 2019 at Australia Nations. Watch his title defense. Basically, you can go and watch his title defense, guys. Tiger Woods is one of the best. In fact, he is the best. So he says here, well, he enjoyed the fact that he could play with the two kids watching. He was excited because the first time he played and won, which was in 1997, his father was there. Basically, his father was watching him at that time. And now, when he won in 2019, he says it was awesome because his kids were there watching him. So yes, congrats to Tiger Woods. So, moving on along, yes, we are speaking about John Klopp and Pep Guardiola. So obviously we know they had a match. They Liverpool versus Man City were playing, and they came across the fact that they have a problem, you know, with the fact that if you already made your three substitutes, and you have a problem where your player is injured, you know, they're basically trying to cater for that. Obviously, a lot of people are going against that. So it says here in Sky Sports, John Klopp is not, it's on an advantage and necessary 100%. Pep Guardiola, we won't protect the players, and that's why it's a disaster. Premier League clubs can vote to change the rules midway through the season. So basically, they want your guys' support to be able to get a 5 substitute from the. This is for the Premier League, so they want to be able to change players. Liverpool manager John Klopp says it's necessity for clubs to have 5 substitutes per match in the Premier League, while Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has labeled and he is backing John Klopp on this one. That's because I think they had a player that had an injury. But the problem was they already made their substitutes, you know, so they couldn't do more. And obviously, for those who watched the match, it was interesting. They drew, basically. I think, in my opinion, Liverpool should have won, you know, but yeah, they missed a penalty, I think, and obviously, which left them in a drawing space. Klopp and Guardiola renewed their calls for the rules to be changed after Liverpool defender Trent Alexander-Arnold suffered a suspect call injury during their match. So they couldn't do anything about it, but he had an injury. They had their substitute up. I don't know, guys. I don't know what you think. I think they personally should be able to get more substitutes. I mean, 5 is not a lot, you know. What for reasons like that, for if you have to change someone that is that's injured. I mean, this is the Premier League. They can pull off something like that. So, yes, guys, I think personally we should support them, you know, in the fact that they're trying to get 5 substitutes. Because then, like that, they're secure. They're safe, you know what I'm saying, in terms of injuries. I think all they're trying to do is cater for that, you know. And I think we should support them. 5 substitutes, I think that's fair enough. You know, we've had 3 substitutes for long now, you know. And another news that's going on, Kane needs to watch out Gareth Bale might be a threat. I don't know. Honestly speaking, I don't think Gareth Bale should be a threat for Kane. You know what I'm saying? Because they're in one team. So I don't know why people... Yeah, honestly, in my opinion, they are teammates. They're best so far in Tottenham, you know. And obviously Tottenham won 1-0, so congratulations to Tottenham. But I don't think they should be, I don't know they should be compared, but because now they're saying Kane should watch basically for his place because Gareth Bale might surpass him. Well, that's fine, you know, for in my opinion, because they're teammates. I know they're both good, but the rival, yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't think they should be pushing that. So this is what Mourinho says. This team could be champions in many European countries. So, yes, Mourinho, guys, I don't know if you remember, we've been speaking about Mourinho, the fact that he's been, yeah, they've been saying he's not fitting in whatever team, you know. But now, unfortunately, he's doing the best, you know. He's been winning. I mean, the past three matches, so far, he's been winning for Spurs. So I give a big heads up to Mourinho. You know, he's been in the game. He's been doing this. And I think if the players can realize that, they'll start seeing that they have one of the best coaches, you know. Because Mourinho is one of the best coaches. Madrid, honestly, for me speaking, for myself as a Madrid supporter, he won cups for Madrid, you know. Oh, not only for Madrid. He won for other teams that I don't know as well, but yeah, I know he's one of the best coaches. So yes, and one thing about him for sure, he does believe in the teams he coaches, you know. He believes in the guys. So yes, guys, we'd like to know what you think about the fact that 5 substitutes. I honestly think that's the way. I mean, that's, they're also catering for injured players. I mean, that's, and Wolves lost against Leicester City as well. So ish. Yeah, I know Wolves supporters, so unfortunately we are very sorry. They lost 1-0 against Leicester City, so shout out to Leicester City. They're doing the most as well, you know. Honestly, in my opinion, a team that's been doing great so far is Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur, you know. I haven't been watching it much, but I see from the highlights the fact that they've been winning. They haven't lost so far. They've had a draw, but mostly it's been wins. So yes, shout out. I think, I don't know, it's not about the coach, but they'll start seeing again, you know what I'm saying, to say Jose Mourinho is one of the best coaches, you know. I think people are battling, but yes, Jose Mourinho is one of the best coach. Anyways, that's it for today, guys. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can check us on our Facebook /activefm777, which is the number of heaven, or on Instagram @activefm777. So unfortunately, guys, we have to close this show off, but we'll see you next week, same time, same place. This is Calvin signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM radio has never been better.